Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. I have a guest in the studio from from Cisney area, from the Round Prairie General Baptist Church up in Cisney. I'm talking today to Stephen Watkins. He's the pastor up there. Stephen, good to meet you today. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Glad you could come in. Won't you go about 4 inches wide? I should have told you that. Appreciate you coming in today. This is our first time meeting. You are not not originally from this area, are you?
No, I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah. What we're going to be talking about today is going on in Cisney next Saturday. It's the homecoming in the park, and this kind of, to me, this is kind of new, isn't it? It's a new deal, right?
Yes, we have homecoming every year that we celebrate at the church, and this year,
this one you're trying to like expand it, aren't you?
Yes, we're doing kind of like an outreach to the Cisney area to minister to them and help raise money for our youth camp.
Oh, okay. We'll get into the details of all that, but since I'm just now meeting you, tell me a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your family, a little bit about what makes Stephen Watkins tick.
Well, grew up a little town outside of Memphis, Tennessee for a little while, and then my mother moved us to Memphis, and so I reside there for pretty much the rest of my life until I come up here.
Well, you're not that old.
I'm 27 years old.
I was going to say, you're not a terrifically old man. How long you been up here?
We've been up here going on a year and a half now.
What'd you do for work down in Memphis?
Worked at a trucking line, worked at UPS, done construction work.
Well, in Memphis, wouldn't you like to have been able to get on a FedEx or something like that?
I worked for FedEx for a little while. It didn't work out too good for me, though.
Okay, I got to know. You just opened the door, Stephen. I got to know. What happened to you at FedEx?
Well, I guess preaching, God called me to preach the gospel, so that was more of...
So it just, you had other things you needed to
do. Yes. No hard feelings
as opposed to the, you know, your foreman or supervisor, you were, it wasn't anything like you were wanting to, throw a piece of pie in his face or something.
No. I left on good terms.
All right, so you're in Memphis.
Yes.
And you were called down there, you say?
I've
always wondered, and I'm, since I've got you here, I've never asked Benny Tomberlin or any of the other Baptist preachers I've known, how does one become a preacher?
Well, I kind of tell you the background of it. I grew up in a Christian home.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather's been in the ministry for over 40 years.
Okay.
So I've always, grew up around gospel ministry.
Right.
And I guess...
Was he a Baptist?
He was.
He was? Okay.
Yes, he's an independent fundamental Baptist preacher.
And, no kidding.
Yes, he's a hellfire brimstone
is
preacher.
That right?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Did that make you into a brimstone and hellfire and all that kind of thing too?
Well,
I would think you.
I grew up around it, so naturally, I guess
off a little bit.
I guess God rubbed it off on me.
No kidding. Well, that's wonderful. I saw now. See now, if you're from Memphis area, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be familiar with the TV show, the Snake Charmer TV show that was on a few years ago. That you guys don't deal with that, do you?
No, we don't get into all that kind
of
stuff.
I know, but have you seen that kind of stuff? That's what there's a lot more of that down in Tennessee than there is up here in Southern Illinois. And I guess the reason I'm asking you is do you see that kind of thing, or had you seen some of that around?
West Tennessee is a complete different place than East Tennessee.
And what I guess it probably is. You still got Vols fans.
Yeah, I've got Vols fans, but it's just a different atmosphere, and I've seen it on TV. That's about the only time I've seen stuff.
No,
like
so
that.
You never saw it actually in
oh,
in
no.
Person.
Oh, no, never nothing like
that's,
that.
That's a little bit probably, well, that's more of a, as opposed to Baptist, that's more of a Pentecostal vein anyway, right?
Well, I've met a lot of Pentecostal preachers that would say the same thing. If they
oh,
see a snake,
right?
They take off running.
I know a lot of people sitting in this room. If they see a snake, they take off running. Okay, so did you have a church down in Tennessee?
Well, I gave my life to Christ when I was 20 years old, and a few months later, God called me to preach the gospel. And that next Wednesday night, I was preaching the gospel, and never been able to keep my mouth shut since, I guess.
But at your own church, I mean, or were you, did you go from church to church, or
yes,
how does that work?
When I first started out, I was preaching at my home church, and of course, when people would call me and heard that I was preaching, they would ask me to come preach for them. So I've never had to ask anybody to preach. God's always opened up the door for me too. So
when you get going, I should have warned Stephen. This is, have you heard my show before?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. It's more of a chat show.
Yeah.
And it's like Dick Cavett. You and I are going to have a good conversation.
Yeah.
Whenever you get rolling and going, first of all, before we get to that, what kind of preparation goes in to writing a sermon? I've had preachers on the show, but I've never asked.
Well, it just varies from minister to minister.
Yeah.
I've been preaching the gospel now for 7 years. It may take me a little longer than opposed to a person that's
somebody
been preaching for 25 years.
Somebody might already have something filed away, I guess.
Yes, that. And it takes probably me on my Sunday morning sermons 20 hours, 30 hours a week that I
is
go
that
into
right?
preparation, yes.
So are you one of the pastors that will take one particular verse and expound on it for a while, or expound on the different variations of that?
I'm what you call an expository preacher. I preach one to more verses, expound on the Word of God as God controls me.
Expository preacher. What are the other ones called?
You have a topical preacher. He takes a certain topic and gathers verses around that certain topic. And
yeah.
You have a textual preacher that preaches more of just one verse at a time.
And, so you've never gone to school for this?
Yes, I went to school.
You did go to school for this?
Yes, I went to school at Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary there in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, that's cool. So because what you're telling me here, the expository, the topical, and the textual, that is not something that somebody would come up with just like rising through, just standing up and starting to preach, is it?
Right. No, a lot of preparation goes into it, and there's a lot of guys out there that use the topical method that are just as good as the guys that use the expository method.
Yeah.
So, you're
mainly expository, or you do some other stuff too?
Topical is rarely, but if God leads me to a certain topic, I'll definitely gather
something
scriptures around
drives you that.
That
way. Like, for instance, today's 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might have thought about that this week.
Who yes.
knows? You'd be probably not. I don't know what your sermon is this Sunday at Round Prager. It's probably about the evils of radio broadcasting.
Well, the thing is with me is I don't tell people what my sermon is before I preach it, so it's always a surprise.
I'm not asking. Yeah, I know what it is. It's going to be the evils of tuba players who talk on the radio.
Well, you can come here anytime you want.
Oh, okay, I will. What's a textual preacher? What's that more? Is that sticking with the expository? I can see discussing a piece of the Bible and talking about that, right? Textual,
yeah.
What's textual?
Textual is more of a just one scripture, like John 3:16.
Yeah.
Taking a scripture that's pretty wide open of what you can go into of talking about.
Plenty.
And Romans 6:23, verses like that. You know, just taking verses like that and just kind of breaking them apart and preaching the gospel through them.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've left it. You're down in Memphis. You've gone to what's the school again?
Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary.
Where in Memphis is that?
It's located in the Cordova area around Wolf Chase Mall area, off Appling Road.
That's northwest, right?
It'd be east.
That's what I'm
going out east.
Northwest, you're in. Northwest, you're in the river.
Yeah. You'll be floating if you go that far.
Northeast is what I was trying to get to.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. So, did you enjoy your time there?
I did.
How long does it take to go to school to become a preacher?
Just depends on what you want to do. They have different programs for different people. If people want to go all the way through, you can go all the way through and get your doctorate degree.
Yeah.
Me, I'm still working on my associate's degree,
okay.
so you know, just doing whatever God leads me to do. But it just varies. I have friends that graduated with their bachelor's degree from there when they put it in, and they're pastoring churches now. So
that's kind of tricky, getting still working on your degree while you're 4 or 5 hours away.
Yeah, well, I've kind of taken a break from it. For is at Mid-America, we're still praying about a school, maybe to take online
transfer,
transfer and stuff. Yeah. So.
And for that matter, you're in addition to pastoring, aren't you working too?
Yes, I work at a hog farm out Xenia, Orchardville area.
How many hours a week are you getting out there?
Just depends. depends on how busy we are.
I was going to say either that or it depends on how much time you need to work to prepare your sermon.
Yeah, right. Been many a late nights preparing sermons over the years, but God's always provided for me.
I'm sure that's true. I'm talking with Stephen Watkins. He's the pastor out of Round Prairie General Baptist Church near, where is that?
I have the address for you right here. I had to call my secretary.
You just know where it is.
Well, I know where it's at. It's, I believe it'd be north of Sims. Yes, that's Illinois directions, north of Sims.
North of Sims. So is it north of the Dickeyville Cemetery there?
Yes. Arrington? You keep on going down another 3 miles, and you'll see the Round Prairie sign past the Dickeyville
That's
Church.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. That's probably closer to Johnsonville, I suspect.
Yes. You can go on the Baseline Road and be at Sisney, or you can take that Johnsonville Road and be in Johnsonville. So.
How big a crowd do you have? What's the membership?
We run on Sunday morning from 70 to 100 at times.
I bet you get loud. I bet you the place gets loud with singing.
At times, yes, it does. when the preacher gets up there, it's definitely loud.
Well, like I said, I'm talking to Stephen Watkins here. We're going to talk about Homecoming in the Park. That's coming up a week from tomorrow at Sisney. And he and I will return here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm joined by Round Prairie General Baptist Church Pastor Stephen Watkins, and they've got Homecoming in the Park coming up on Saturday, September 19th. I've got to get my dates right. So that was last week, the 9th, wasn't it? Saturday, September 19th, up, where is it going to be in Sisney?
It's going to be up at the park, just drive till you get to
the center?
In the center of
Sisney. I just always called that the square. I didn't realize that was the park.
Square, park, yeah, it's the same difference to us.
So. Uh-huh. Well, are you going to put up a big stage, or what are you going to do?
There's already a stage there. There's concession stands around there that we'll set up the Port Burger sell in, sell ice cream, stuff like that.
So. All right, you said you're selling ice cream. Are you going to, going to drive over to Prairie Farms and pick up a bunch of ice cream and bring back?
No, we have a...
Can I request bananas with the little vanilla thing, vanilla wafers?
We had a brother there at our church. He volunteered to make homemade ice cream.
Really?
So we're excited about that.
So we're serving homemade ice cream for the homecoming in the park?
Homemade ice cream in the park.
That's outstanding. Do you know what flavors that he's planning on?
Well, I tried strawberry, and it was delicious.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to bring chocolate chip? Has he promised anything funky?
I told him to bring out the big guns for this.
Bring out the big guns. There you go. See, that's the thing. You're looking for a pretty good crowd, and you're going to have other food, right?
Yes, we'll have pork burgers. I'm not sure so sure about hot dogs, but maybe.
You're going to have kids there. You kind of have to have hot dogs, don't you?
Yeah, well, Southern Illinois loves pork burgers override everything in Southern
Illinois. Well, that's true.
You know, that's true. Override everything, so.
That's true. And what time's that start on that day?
4 o'clock is when we'll start. We'll probably start the singing around 4 o'clock, 4:15.
Who's your first singer? Who's the first big act?
Noah Atwood. I believe he plays the mandolin, and
really?
He's going to play a few songs for us. Yes.
You haven't seen him yet, then? Huh?
No, I've never met him before. So
really?
I'm anxious to hear.
So he might come. He might come out and start playing devil worship with music and stuff, and you may not know it.
He might. Good thing the church would be there with me. So,
That's all you can ask. Okay, so Mr. Atwood's going to come out and play the mandolin.
Yes.
And then who?
Pastor and evangelist John Ed and Donna Watkins. They're my grandparents from Hickory Valley, Tennessee.
You've brought your grandfather and grandmother up.
Yes, they were up here last year. My grandfather preached Sunday morning for us at homecoming there at Round Prairie Church, and they sang afterwards after we had lunch. So
what do your grandfather and grandmother play?
Southern gospel music.
Piano, guitar, anything like that?
Piano. My grandfather plays the piano.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now you've listened to John Ed and Donna Watkins your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm presuming they're in their 80s, 75, 80?
No, they're in their 60s, middle 60s.
60s, okay, mm-hmm. 60s. I'm just doing math incorrectly. Middle 60s, okay, you've listened to them all. What's your favorite song by Grandpa and Grandma? Whenever Grandpa and Grandma get to singing and picking and grinning and pounding the keys, what is the favorite song for Stephen Watkins? What's the highlight of the show?
My Real Home Is Up There on High.
Is that right?
I belong to a king. He calls me his own.
That's great. How long will they be going?
They'll be on, just depends. One thing about us at Round Prairie Church and me as a pastor, I want people to allow God to take control of them when they're worshiping and leading worship. So whatever they feel like led to do, that's what they need to do.
And you say you call him a pastor and evangelist, John Ed Watkins. What's the difference? I get evangelist a term of more respect, I guess, right?
Well, a pastor is more of a shepherd of the flock. He pastors the church there in Somerville, Tennessee. And so a pastor is more like I am. He shepherds the flock of God.
Right.
Evangelist is more of a spokesman for Christ, like your Billy Graham's. People like that. So evangelist is more of a go out and soul winner witness for Christ, where a pastor is more of the shepherd, the teacher, and takes care of the flock.
Okay,
so.
That's a good definition. I wouldn't have thought of that, or I wouldn't ask the question. All right, after Grandpa gets done, and you start fanning him off. Oh, I don't know.
I'll have to fan him.
does Mr. Watkins get into it?
Yes, he is a. They don't make him like him anymore.
Really?
No, they.
You said he's a fire and brimstone guy.
Yes, yes. I tell you. Nothing like hearing him preach. I tell you, now that I'm a pastor and I'm not with him anymore, I don't get to hear him preach that much. So
you have heard him preach since you've been a pastor, though.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you look at it differently as a pastor than what you may have prior to? Do you look at how he talks and do you pay a little bit more attention to his sermon from a professional level, as opposed to, I've always kind of wondered that. Like when you talk to a good musician, they can see another musician that I think is just incredible, and they'll say, "Yeah, well, they're making mistakes here, there, and there." Do you, as a professional pastor, do you look at the at another pastor, even though he is your grandfather, with a professional eye?
Not so much behind the pulpit, but definitely when I got him alone by myself, I evaluate him and ask him questions and pluck his brain, you know, about, hey, how did you do this when you were here at this point in your life? You know, it's just,
I suspect that must be a resource, an invaluable resource.
Yes, I've always cherished that, and always look at Joshua and Moses and Elijah and Elisha. I've always looked at my grandfather that way.
Really?
Paul and Timothy.
All right. So while you're off on the side, talon down, John Ed and Donna, who's playing next?
Joshua Easton and Julie Bullard. Julie Bullard is actually the praise and worship leader at our church.
Okay.
Joshua Easton is the praise and worship leader at the Salem First General Baptist Church in Salem, Illinois.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So is he, now he's in Easton, is he from the Flora area or is he, do you know?
I have no idea. I'd have to ask him that.
I bet he is.
I bet he is. Got
to
be.
If he's coming back, to between Johnston City and Sims, you know he is. You know he is, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're going to be preaching at the end. Between after Joshua and Julie get done, tell me about 5-11. What is 5-11? The 5-1-1.
I've never heard them play before, but I've had friends that are at different churches tell me that they are really good. They're praise and worship band and sing praise and worship music, kind of like Joshua Easton and Julie Bullard do.
Really? So mm-hmm. It's a full band?
Full band, I believe, yes.
Reason I ask is, you know, I've seen the band 311, which mm-hmm. is basically named because the band formed on March 11th.
Right.
And you know, everybody knows the number 411 means information.
Right.
911 is emergency.
Uh-huh.
And in some places, 811, I think, is emergency, too. What does 5-1-1 mean? Do you know? Is that a Bible passage, maybe, or something that they prefer?
I have no idea. I'm gonna have to ask them that. Yes, I'm kind of going along with the 311 with the date. Maybe
might be it. Yeah. That might be the day they were all saved or something like.
Well, maybe
that.
They've known me before I knew them because my birthday is 5/11/88. So
okay, so there you go. They wrote they named their band after your birthday,
right,
Steven.
There you go.
That's
uh-huh. It's gotta be.
That's just wonderful. I'm talking with Stephen Watkins. He's the pastor at Round Prairie General Baptist Church, and they are celebrating homecoming in the park. And where are the funds going from the ice cream sales and from the pork burgers?
It's going to the proceeds will be going to our Union Grove Youth Camp renovation fund. We're trying to build a new girls' dorm out there at our Union Grove Youth Camp
uh-huh.
that we have every year. So it's going to a great cause, the pork burger sale and ice cream sale and so forth.
Tell me a little bit about the camp. Where is that?
Camp, oh, I don't, let's see. Headed towards Wayne City, you can't miss the sign there on the uh-huh. side of the road.
Okay.
Take a right, go, I guess I'd be north going that way.
Yeah.
Just wind on back around there and you'll find the camp.
How long do you have a camp in the summertime? Do you bring in different campers every different weeks or is it just 1 week?
Our Union Grove Youth Camp lasts a week. We started on Sunday night. Last year we had some bands there. We had Tim Timmons come and play for us. He's a praise and worship musician. So we have a evangelist come in and preach for us every night, and it's just putting God,
sure,
instilling God in those kids. And I tell you, I've heard this testimony before. You guys don't have a lot to offer, but one thing you offer above everything else that I've seen is you put Christ on a daily basis out here at this camp and teach them the Word of God. So,
tell me about the camp itself. Is it it's not tents or is the dorms? You say you're trying to build a girls' dorm.
Yes,
you're probably building the girls' dorm before you build the boys' dorm, right?
Right. Yeah, we're trying to build the girls' dorm.
That's only right.
Yeah,
chivalrous, right?
Of course. Yeah, you've got to take care of the girls, and I tell you, the girls outnumber the boys out there.
How many kids will you get attending?
I think last year we had over 160 kids out there.
No kidding.
Campers, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. So that's a pretty full week.
Yes. And you know, you got to count the food. You've got to count the camp mom and dad. And,
yeah.
How
many adults does it take to run a camp with full 160 kids? I'm assuming that you've got counselors and in addition to your preachers and things.
Just kind of give you an idea. In our, I was in the senior dorm. I've been in there the past 2 years, being a camp dad. I believe it was at least five in each dorm, in each dorm. So,
how many churches feed the kids to the camp?
I believe we have 18. I mean, we have 18 churches in our Union Grove Association now. 18 or 19 churches, I believe.
Is the Fairfield General Baptist in the Union Grove Association?
Yes. Fairfield, First General Baptist Church, Fairfield, they are in our association.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. How big is the organization? I've talked to a few folks from out there, but I'm not terrifically knowledgeable.
I'm not really the exact number of...
how big is... I meant how big, wide.
Well, wide spread.
Distance wide.
We've got one in Centralia.
From Centralia to Carmi? Or
Centralia, and we've got New Hope out here as well.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm.
So that's pretty good spread of acreage.
Yeah, and plus in our little area there on 161, we have three churches just kind of surround 161.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Talking here to Stephen Watkins, and we've been talking about Homecoming in the Park. It's taking place Saturday, September 19th. That's a week from tomorrow. And he and I have been talking about some of the things that go into preaching and talking about the Round Prairie General Baptist Church, where he is the pastor. And we'll be talking about a little bit more of that when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these words. Morning, folks. Welcome back to WFIW AM and FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. This is the Bruce Dickey Show. Appreciate you tuning in. Today, my guest is Stephen Watkins. He's the pastor of the Round Prairie General Baptist Church that's out north of Sims, and they are celebrating Homecoming in the Park in Sisney on Saturday, on the September 19th, a week from tomorrow, from 4 to 8 p.m. And listening to Stephen talk, if you get fired up, you're giving the talk after 5:11 finishes, right?
Oh yes, I'll be preaching the gospel after 5:11 goes.
And listening to you talk about that, you said that as long as folks are let them preach out as long as they want or sing out as long as they want, you've got a stopping time for 8:00, but you may or may not hit it.
Maybe not. If God wants us to tarry, we will, as long as we need to.
Have you been working on your sermon? I mean, with your grandpa here, has he heard you preach?
No, he hasn't come up here yet. He's not going to come up here to next Friday. So
that's, but my question, has he heard you preach before in your life?
Oh, he's probably heard me preach a lot.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, the church he's at now, actually, I used to be assistant pastor of.
Oh, okay. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's the reason I was asking. I was wondering if you get a little nervous talking in front of the evangelist there.
Oh, no. He's a great encourager. Great
really?
Encourager.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Along with all my grandparents. My mom's parents, they encourage me. I've always been pushed in this life that God has put me on.
Wonderful, Stephen. That's very smart of you here while you're on the radio, and you know I'm recording it, and I'm going to put it online so you get to acknowledge your mom's family, too. That's good thinking.
There you go. There you go.
There you go. Smart thinking. Attaboy. And the Homecoming in the Park, so what do you have planned, or have you planned your talk yet?
Well, not for... I haven't really studied a message for that night, but I've been working on some things. When I'm driving down the road and God puts a thought in my head, I always write my notes down. So
while you're driving?
No, I pull over. If it's a big thought, I pull over.
Oh, that's good. Well, yeah. If it's a real big thought, you're probably forced to pull over.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. And this homecoming of the park, as I said, it's Saturday, September 19th. It's next week, next Saturday in Sisney in the park, and you've got food. Tell the folks what the food is again.
We'll have pork burgers, homemade ice cream, drinks, water. We'll have soda. Things like that. So,
are folks going to have bleachers, or what do you need to do?
Bring your chairs. We have it right here on our we'll put it on our church Facebook page, too. But it says, bring your lawn chairs on the piece of paper I have. So definitely bring your lawn chairs out.
And you may not have even put this together, but somebody's telling you to bring your lawn chairs.
Somebody is telling you to bring the lawn chairs. Well, during the Sisney reunion, they had bleachers out there. And I was like, Lord, please let them keep those bleachers out there. But they had to use them for other things.
Probably so. Moved them back to the to the school, I suppose.
Right.
What's the food again?
Pork burgers, homemade ice cream, soda, water,
iced tea.
Oh yeah, iced tea probably be a beverage out there too.
And the proceeds all go to an outstanding cause.
Yes, it goes for our renovations. Of all the proceeds that we'll be raising, will go to the Union Grove Youth Camp Renovation Fund. So
now, Stephen, you and I just met, didn't we?
Yes,
and. You're from Tennessee.
From Tennessee,
a young man. He's only been in Illinois. What do you think of Illinois? By the way, what pulled you to Illinois?
The first time I come up, me and my wife come up here and preached. It was a little church. We were driving home and we looked at one another and I said, you know, God may not want us at that church. I don't know. If He does, He does. But I know He definitely wants us in Illinois. And we just had
why do you think that?
Confirmation together. Really? Yes, God has definitely used our church, used myself, used my wife and others in a tremendous way up here.
Well, I wonder why, but it's not ours to wonder why, but I guess I do anyway. Why would God want you in Illinois as opposed to Tennessee? I mean, what pulled you to Illinois other than of the availability of the church? Is this the only place where you told folks you were available to go?
No, actually, we've been preaching. I've preached at several different churches in Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee. It was just God's timing, I guess, to bring us up here.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful that He brought you. And what's your lovely wife's name?
Amanda.
Amanda is your wife, and you have children?
Yes, I do. Layla is 5 years old, and Olivia is 4 years old. We call her Livy, so if I call her Livy, that's why.
Well, that's cool. you said earlier you came from a small town, okay? You lived in a small town for a while, and from a big city in a while. It seems to me every preacher most preachers that I have met that are effective at it, it's a kind of a team deal, isn't it?
Yes, I had a minister tell my wife one time we're in a revival, and I preached that Sunday morning, and another minister preached that Sunday night, and she always wondered what her place was, and that pastor just gave her some confirmation in her life, and he told her, he said, listen, there's going to be times when your husband's going to fall down, but you're the one that's going to hold him back up.
Tell me a little bit about your wife. She's not from a small town.
No, she is. She was raised in East Memphis.
You doing it now, don't I?
I know, yeah. I'm stumbling now.
Sorry about that.
And, yeah, she grew up there, went to high school there.
How big high school?
I don't know how big.
1,000 kids.
It was a private school she went to, high school she went to. I'm not really sure.
But she's an urban person.
Yes, she definitely loves the country, she loves the city too.
How much of an adjustment has it been for Amanda to move from a metropolitan area of 1 million, 2 million people, whatever Memphis has, to the lovely and scenic, let's call it, Wayne County?
Put it this way. She would never want to move back to Memphis again, Lord willing.
She loves it here.
Loves it here. We've got a lot of great friends, great people here. Southern Illinois and just Wayne County in particular is just a wonderful place to live.
Take a little getting used to?
Took us a little while, but we have definitely adjusted to life in the country. Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. That's great. And we've been talking about homecoming in the park on Saturday, and that's available and open to anybody, isn't it?
Yes, open up to anybody. Anybody that's available. I know there's other events going on, but like I said, you know, anybody that wants to come out can. It's open to everybody. So come out, and you're supporting a great cause with the Union Grove Youth Camp Renovation Fund, buying pork burgers and homemade ice cream.
You know,
like that.
Tell the folks. Well, you and I, we talked about the original name for the festival, didn't we?
Yes, the original name. I was just kind of throwing it out there to you, throwing it out to Bruce. Was Arms Around Sissonie.
I love that.
Arms Around Sissonie.
I think you ought to really consider that.
I think so.
Talk to your folks. Talk to your folks at the church, and then they might just tell you, "You're off your rocker."
Yeah.
Arms around. But I mean, that's the thing. You're basically welcoming anybody, right?
Welcoming anybody. It's just a great time. Be a great time of the Lord, a great time of fellowship. And, you know, bring somebody that doesn't know Christ as their Savior. Bring somebody that's never heard the gospel before, and they'll definitely hear it that night.
Well, that's an outstanding thing. But once you get done with Saturday, you said that you're preaching on Saturday, but you've kind of built up your grandpa's like fire and brimstone. You're going to let him talk on Sunday?
Yes, he'll be preaching the gospel Sunday morning for us during our Sunday morning worship service, and be a great time to, like I said, bring somebody that you know that doesn't know the Lord as their Savior. Be a great time to bring them to hear the gospel.
What's the we've talked a little bit earlier in the show about the ins and outs of how you go about building a sermon, mm-hmm. how you go about making a sermon. But mm-hmm. I'm assuming that once you I must admit, in a football game, I can probably talk at 50, 60, 70 minutes at a time.
Right.
If need be,
mm-hmm.
because I've got something that I know and love and enjoy talking about.
Yeah.
Just like you do with, and I presume your grandfather, with preaching. What's the most longest you've ever seen your grandfather go at one? I guess not one sitting, because he's standing, everybody else is sitting.
The longest I've ever preached, I think my wife told me, was an hour.
No kidding. You don't? Do you not know?
No. We were actually in a revival service, and I started preaching on Second Samuel about David bringing the ark back to. Uh-huh. Back to the place God wanted it to be, and the Bible says that David danced before the Lord with all of his might, and
uh-huh.
oh, God just got all over me about that.
You started dancing with all your might too?
Well, I wasn't dancing, but I tell you what, I was walking up and down the aisle shaking my King James Bible and preaching the gospel. I tell you that.
So whenever you get in a mode like that, do you forget? Do you forget everything? Do you forget the clock? Do you forget just wherever you are? Don't you?
Well, a good thing about the way I was brought up and the way I was taught, far as, you know, just at watching people preach the gospel and being at different churches, time doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people think it does, but it doesn't. Once you're in the Spirit and one mind and one accord, and the glory of God has shown Himself in the church. You know, the time's out the window.
That's fascinating. I mean, and it's fascinating to me that folks. It's different for different folks. Folks will. Like I said, I'll lose time I'm going to say preaching in a football game, but
yeah.
I'm calling a football game or calling a basketball game. I lose track of time, and I don't really care.
Right.
And you're preaching, and you lose track of time. Somebody else might be just in the middle of knitting and not have any idea what the time frame is.
Right. You get the thing with being in church setting and just anywhere when you're glorified and lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's going to be there, and He's going to show up, and we trust Him to show up, and He's going to make His presence known.
Well, Stephen, it's great meeting you, and I appreciate you coming in. Tell me one last time what we're talking about today.
Homecoming in the Parts. It's going to be September 19th on a Saturday from 4 to 8 in the Sissonie Square. We'll have singing. We'll have preaching. We'll also be
pork burgers.
Selling pork burgers.
You got to have pork burgers.
Ice cream. ice cream, homemade ice cream. You got to throw that in there.
There you go.
Then all the proceeds will be going to the Union Grove Youth Camp renovation.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Stephen. Appreciate it, and good to meet you.
Good to meet you too, brother.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. We'll talk to you all again on Monday.